Welcome to Aggressively Unfunny.
Welcome. Hey, welcome. How are you
hey,
doing?
Hey, how's it going? And hello.
Hello. Oh, we're broadcasting we live to Facebook land.
Yep. Sorry, Jen. I probably should have told you. This is our lovely photographer, Jen Kostetsky. Hi. This is the season finale of the show.
Yes. And what a season it's been.
Yep. Let's
take a moment of silence to remember all the things that have happened.
Let's reminisce a little bit. We had the first episode. We had Benji Rothman.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun comedian. Really good episode. And then we had Marty Sarbit. And then I forget all the other 9 or 10 other ones. We had.
Okay. It's been a good run. They were all funny except for one. You know who you are.
I haven't even started yet.
I guess we should start by introducing ourselves.
Yeah, I'm Harris Gale.
I am Carrie Bilkowski. We're joined by our guest. Harris, do you have an introduction written down?
Comedian, funny person, person who's going to be on the Winnipeg Comedy Festival.
Thing, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Former CreeCommer.
That's true.
Jared Story.
Hello.
Hi, Jared.
Hi.
Ooh. I really thought that you left that thing at work. I'm disappointed.
Wish. Was that crowd noise or a dinosaur?
That was crowd noise. It's one of the worst sounds on here, but oh. I want to play one for you, and you tell me if you can discern what it is.
Gotcha. Oh, that's do it one more time. I don't know.
That's correct.
Like
it
a,
sounds like a
like a,
sheep.
Like a slot machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a slot machine toilet.
Yeah.
It's a drum roll, apparently.
Oh, that was a drum roll.
And I guess that the thing at the end is a splash of a cymbal.
Sounds like a sheep like whose heart is just going out and then it just falls over.
Oh yeah. He's like bang. Whatever is that? Is that what they do?
Yeah.
That's
you got it. delightful. Guys, it's the most exciting time of the year.
It is.
What do we got this
That's
week?
Actually, it's, I love it. You tee yourself up for that, and then you don't have any information to back it up with.
So it says here, we're actually going to enter our sports alcove for this here.
All right.
It's exciting. The Winnipeg Jets
yes.
have made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm not really a sports guy in that I don't ever watch sports in my free time until the playoffs.
Right.
And now I'm fucking ready.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Go Jets, go. I'm going to paint myself white and run around downtown butt naked.
So you're a fan of painting yourself white, not really of sports.
I'm a
finally,
fan.
An outlet, finally.
Of wagons in general. Exactly. And if I can get onto a wagon, I'm on board.
I mean, it's awesome. Last time they were in the playoffs, they got swept very handily by the Stanley Cup champions that year, to be fair.
The Anaheim
Ducks.
Ducks.
Yeah. But this year they look really good.
They look very, very, very good.
Yeah. They are like second or third in the league.
Second, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is why we're not a sports podcast because we don't have any stats or
insight. My friend
Keener
put it, they didn't win the president's trophy. That's the number one. They won the prime minister's trophy.
Oh, boy. All right.
I thought it was funny. I want to share it.
That's good stuff. You know, while we're still here in the sports alcove, I'll bring up my other sports-related thing I have to discuss. The NFL draft is at the end of this month.
Okay.
It's happening in Dallas, Texas. They've decided this year for tickets that they're going to section off fans by their team. So normally they just have sort of everyone in their own, like, all over the place. And, you know, Cowboy fans are next to Steelers fans are next to Dolphins fans, etc.
Right.
This year, everyone's getting their own segregated section.
Huh.
And you know how well that's worked out for soccer in the past when you have like dividing lines and teams so you know what section to huck your empties into.
Yeah, that sounds true.
Yeah, like it's really asking for trouble and
segregation. That usually works out real well for every all parties considered, usually.
That's the check mark sign of excellence there. Yeah,
exactly. Especially right now in the NFL and the climate they're working with. It's probably not a great idea.
That's a Cowboys only water fountain.
Are there public relations issues with the NFL right now?
I mean, there's always some kind of PR issue with the NFL. But, I mean, this year in particular, this past season.
Yeah, lots of racist concussions.
It's like every week.
It's real
racist
bad.
Racist concussions. Yeah. The worst kind of concussion you can possibly have.
Oh, man.
Deflategate,
wasn't that the big thing?
That was like two seasons ago, but yeah, that was a big thing. That was not really a like.
I haven't paid attention in a while.
That was just more of like a the Patriots.
That's true.
Snafu okay. than really yeah. anyone else. But yeah. I mean, I guess also, what's the name of the league commissioner?
Oh, Goodell? Roger Goodell.
Yeah, Goodell.
I know. I've never actually heard it. I've just read it.
Yeah, it's probably Goodell.
Yeah, yeah it's Goodell.
Yeah. Battle that year, let me tell you. All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
And let's all leave the sports alcove now.
Let's just slowly back up. Okay, so this is something that I've always forgotten to bring up on the show. I wrote it down now, so I can bring it up. There is a green Dodge Ram, lime green Dodge Ram that drives around the city. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's got black stripes on the front. It last summer, I noticed it on the highway, and I was like, that's a very odd color. You're really asking for something,
right?
You want to be spotted. Since then, I have seen it almost every week. And I have tried, finally, like this past month, I was driving and I was like, they were next to me and I was like, and I like kind of slowly inched up just to get an idea of who's driving this thing. It was a lady.
A lady?
Yeah.
It was a lady.
You didn't expect a lady.
I'm not sure what I was expecting. But yeah. And then, but I guess she shares it with whoever else.
Does she have like a
man person?
Big pair of
balls. Oh, she must have a man.
No, because the man person was driving it too. You cut me off, fucker. I saw it again and I saw like a guy driving it. And then I made it a conscious effort to like, memorize the license plate, which makes me like a whole weird person.
You didn't follow them home?
No, I should have. But it's driving me crazy. Have you guys seen this?
Maybe they're following you.
Maybe. Yeah, they're like, this guy in this filthy Honda Civic. What's his deal?
Maybe you're both following each other.
This vanilla ice cream cone looking motherfucker over here.
You guys haven't seen this thing yet. It's always.
You know what? It's one of those things. Now that you've mentioned it,
it'll
be forever in my life.
Trust me, my friend. You will see it, and it'll drive you insane.
I really love though the idea of like getting a look at the driver and learning a little bit more about them. So like actually on my way here today, I saw a vehicle. I was sort of like coming up behind it on Donald Street, irrelevant to the story.
Shout out to Donald Street.
It's your MO.
What's up, Donald?
If you can pepper as much irrelevant information in your stories as possible.
Okay,
I'm not going to.
I was in my 2010 Kia Soul. I was traveling between 55 and 60 kilometers an hour. Anyhow, there was a vehicle that had clearly like, it looked like someone had taken a pickaxe and whacked it into the vehicle and then just pulled it down the length of the whole car.
Brutal.
And so as I was sort of pulling up behind it, I was like, I wonder if this guy hit someone or got hit. And as soon as I sort of got level with the driver and got a look at him, I was like, oh, he hit someone.
You could just tell he was a bad
driver. I could tell that guy had like 45 beers and took his car for a joyride. You know, it was just the obviously this guy is at fault. But yeah, it's really fun. You know, it's a game that leads to a lot of, you know, racism and sexism. But, you know, play the let's prejudice people game.
I know. I was just talking about that with my girlfriend, too, about driving. It's like it's the worst when you're driving and your prejudices are confirmed.
Yeah.
And it's like, am I a bad person or is this kind of, you know. But then it's totally just off. Then you feel like a bad person.
It's just just how the way the world works, I guess. Stereotypes are real sometimes.
It's true.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know what stereotypes you're talking about.
I think he meant specifically Jewish men in their 30s drive gray Honda Civics.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And then I got a glance in the mirror. I was like, whoa! Myth confirmed. We normally start the show with a segment called Getting to Know Us.
We haven't started yet.
This has been the preamble. Preamble. Nice.
All right, we can start recording now, hopefully. Whenever you're ready, just go ahead, hit that big red button.
I thought I'd switch it up a little bit with a quick little game of Would You Rather.
Ooh.
So let me just use my handy phone here.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is crowdsourced material.
I put this out yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Got lots of good responses.
from the crowd.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know how you feel. I don't know if you, were you watching any of the responses?
No.
I mean, okay, fair enough. Carrie has no invested interest in this show.
Listen, I just show up with the board and I make with the funny.
Yeah, and then when that doesn't work.
That's a dog barker.
Yeah, nice. Most of them you can tell what they are. There's a couple bad ones, though.
So shout out to everyone who contributed because it was really fun just going through them. I think my favorite, Amy Danielle, would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
Okay. Oh, well. Let me suss this out here. Legs is okay. So real short, stubby legs or real long. Now, do my girth wise, my fingers, I'm still staying finger length.
No, they are leg sized.
Oh, fingers. No. Like my leg sized like fingers?
Every single finger is the size of a leg.
Does my hand get bigger?
They weigh you down.
Is neither an option?
No.
I want the fingers the size of my legs because I have very small fingers. It'd be nice to see what that's like.
How the other half lives.
Yeah, all these hands with leg cabin people. You know? I want to know how they live. So I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to take the giant fingers. Yeah. I feel like over time you could probably develop yourself. Like if you have five huge legs on either side of you, you could probably become a really powerful runner.
Yeah.
Now you'd have to hold yourself up like on your shoulders. Now my legs are staying the same though in this scenario.
Yes. And it was funny because I was talking to someone about this and they were like, they said someone was like, oh yeah, I could be a real good athlete with like that. And I'm like, yeah, but then you have really tiny little stubby legs. And I was like, no, it's one or the other. It's not both. But imagine. Yeah.
You know what? I'll take both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
The problem is nobody else has this.
It's just you. You don't live in it. This so, is not
oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess, like, is that, can you tell us a little bit more? In this universe, no one else has this?
No one else has this, this whatever.
Either or.
Yeah.
So then you're just like a freak.
Well, you're known for it, for sure.
Right.
Do you wake up tomorrow and it happens, or is this your whole life is gone
this way? I feel like you'd have
to
become a superhero just to be accepted.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to do something good. Mm-hmm. Or do something evil. Maybe that's the way to go.
But, I mean, they could spot you from a crowd, no problem.
That's true. Yeah,
this person's got 12 legs.
I think I'd go with the legs for fingers, too. Amy, you knocked it out of the park. That was... That's a good one. Yeah. Leg fingers. Yeah. I feel like
you're still a regular height.
Like, yeah. And I mean, I can do a good amount of stuff with just two legs. Imagine having like 10.
That's yeah. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you basically have no hands at this point, too.
Also, okay. Like, that's a lot of shoes.
Oh,
yeah. Man.
That's true.
You want to get some Jordans for all 12 of your feet?
Exactly.
It's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Get some endorsements from Jordan, though.
A shoe loan.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, knuckles might be an issue because it's like, do you have knees for knuckles or do you just have normal knuckles with like just really long
right.
leg type? Oh, yeah. Does this like, are my fingers the size of legs? Now, I articulate at all my knuckle joints, then, right?
Yeah. And you still have toes.
But on the end of my fingers, too, or just
on the end of your fingers, and you can wiggle your toes on the end of your leg fingers.
This keeps getting worse.
Sorry, what?
Do these hands still smell like feet?
I
guess they'd smell like other things.
Yeah,
like, they'd smell like... smell like onions because you were chopping onions that day or something.
I mean, just whatever you do with your hands.
You're like exactly. Lower left second, your ring leg would smell like onions. Yeah.
Your ring leg. But if you use them as feet, like if you're like some kind of like... If you run like with your arm, with your fingers...
The bedroom a little bit weird too.
Yeah, I mean... Look, I'm
Harris's bedroom's already weird.
There's already so many things that make that weird.
You ever been towed?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, thanks very much, Amy. That was a good suggestion.
I feel like I know you both so much better now. We really nailed that segment. That's how we should end all the segments,
we
right?
Really
just a short assessment of how things went. It's
like a state of the union.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like to sort of touch base with ourselves and the listeners and make sure we're all on the same page.
So, Jared, you're a comedian.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry. I'm trying to get better at my segues.
That's a good one.
So I feel
one.
Like I'm just going to jump headfirst into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you start comedy?
When did I start comedy? Yeah. I want to say it was in CreekCom when I went to this place we're at right now. 2005, I think I did my first set. And I did a few for like a year, and it kind of sucked. And I think I progressively got worse. I started pretty good. And then I took a break, didn't do it for a few years. Somebody asked me out of the blue one time if I wanted to do it again, and I said yes. And I didn't stop. I think that was around 2009. So since 2009, I've actually been actively trying to do it as much as possible.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What's your, like, if you had a favorite venue in town or favorite place to do comedy?
Well, the Park Theater. I have to say the Park Theater.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Because I have a show,
yeah.
Regular shows there. and also it's great. It's a real treat to be on that big stage. But as far as like regular kind of open mic nights and stuff like that, I really like the Handsome Daughter on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. It's
yeah,
nice.
It's a cool place.
Small room, pretty good food and, just a cool vibe. So yeah, that's lots of also repeat, people coming out, which is good because you have to write new jokes.
Yeah, I guess yeah. If you're, you know, performing to the same group of comedians every week, you probably have to keep it fresh and really...
yeah, I think Winnipeg actually, like, from what I've heard, people do a lot more, say, new material here than say, in, like, Toronto or something. Just because in Toronto you might not tell the same joke to the same person in that week, you know, or maybe not even that month. Whereas here, there's a good chance you're going to, so you better have something new every week.
Every week, eh?
Yeah, something. Something.
And do you work on like alternate sort of deliveries on the same joke as
well?
Oh,
yeah. No, like a joke, you know, a joke's never quite done. I mean, you think of things all the time that might be a good tag, as we say, for the...
A little inside lingo for
a little tag, you know? And I don't know. I work on a lot of jokes all the time, like that I already have, because I think they could go on longer, you know?
Yeah.
Like a joke starts as like a minute long, and then all of a sudden... You have 10 minutes on that subject, and then you can do the, the festival around that thing. Like
it's really great when you do get that, you know, occasionally there'll be like a comic, I'll see a set on television or something like that. They'll do a 2-minute version of a joke, and then you see them live, and they'll come out, and they'll do a 30-minute chunk just around this whole subject. And you remember, I remember that, like, one little piece of it, but it's actually this huge, you know, well-constructed – I'm describing comedy to all of those people outside. Basically, they make humorous observations to get laughs.
It's true. The stuff on TV is just, like, this, like, small kind of, you know – tiny picture of what actually
here's
is.
Your
like
Whitman sampler
version.
of comedy
That's why it's always better to see like a pro comic in a club than on you know
absolutely
TV,
on like Just for Laughs or whatever.
Yeah, I mean those shows are great, like, and every comic wants to be on them, but like comedy like happens in the dark room with people who you know are wondering they don't even know you, like they're just just there, make us laugh,
all right, make with the haha, and
and that's where the best stuff is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've gone to a few shows this year already, and I know you, I know Benji, I've seen you guys perform before, but a lot of comedians like Kate Schellenberg I just saw at the Handsome Daughter. Mike Green invited me to one of his shows after we had him on the show, and I went, and
listen to all these local Winnipeg comedian name drops that are just flying out
friends
of your mouth
show.
Right now.
All friends of the show. And then I went to the show, and then Kate Schellenberg was one of the ones that I saw, and she was great. And I was like, afterwards I was like, Mike, who's that person? And he was like, don't be. And I was like, cool. And then I reached out to her and she came on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. There's lots of great comics in the city. I'm not going to list them all, but like,
I like that. When Harris was doing that, let's
spend the rest of the show. You just listing comedians.
Just a bunch of
names.
Yeah. Nobody knows. No, there's really, I would say that, I've done comedy at some other places, and I would say we have one of the, you know, pound for pound, you know, per capita, one of the stronger scenes going. You know, of course, the best comics in Canada live in Toronto or Vancouver because that's where you go when you're really good and you want to make it. But our average comic is way better than their average comic.
We have some very funny comics in the city.
And because there's only so many people, everyone kind of pushes each other. You just want to not fall far behind.
Yeah.
Because people fall behind.
Care to call anyone out?
Oh, no. Okay. No, I won't.
We're going to go to a quick break and we will be right back. We got it. Welcome back. I know. Welcome back to the show. Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello. We're back. Fired out of a cannon.
Yep. As usual. So something happened to me today, and it's happened to me before, but it's something that it's the one of the worst things that can happen to you.
Uh-oh.
Is when you have a mouth full of food.
Yeah.
And then you feel a sneeze coming.
Oh.
And you have this fight or flight. Yeah. What do I do? I hope no one sees me because this is going to be messy. I was eating rice pudding at the time.
Oh, man.
It's like the worst thing.
That's up there.
That's one of the worst sneezed foods.
Yeah. And I was in one of the edit suites here, thank God. But it was just like.
Oh, you're by yourself.
I was by myself. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I was like, I have to leave this room and go somewhere. I have to take care of this. But yeah, it's real bad. Did that ever happen to you?
I've had when stuff, you know, has went down. One time I was on a road trip in the U.S. with a friend. I think we were in like Indiana or something, or maybe it doesn't matter where we are. And it was like this truck stop diner. We're sitting across from each other, and I'm drinking my coffee, and it hit that, you know, that back your throat part or whatever. And it just, I did like a spit take into his face, and everything stopped in the like all the truckers were just like. Like all the noise in the place stopped, and he's looking at me, and he just walked straight to the washroom. He didn't say anything, and then all of a sudden you hear like clanging of dishes.
Yeah, everything resumes. Yeah, yeah. They thought they were going to see a fight for a second and wanted to.
And then he came back. He's like, "Why did you do that?" I was like, "Oh, because I was bored. Like, what? I didn't mean to. Obviously, I don't just do things like that."
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw one of those at work once, Brian.
Oh yeah.
Did that. It was great.
Yeah.
A classic coffee. Coffee spit.
Yeah, like I've done that, but usually there's no one right in front of you.
Like right in their face.
Yeah.
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 That's funny. Unfortunate. I sneezed with a mouthful of ramen noodles.
Oh, wow.
And I had the like connecting piece between the nose and the mouth when all was said and done. It was bad.
It's really bad.
And I for sure had put in a whole bunch of like chili garlic paste on top of it too. So it was picante.
Jesus. That's muy fuente. Fuente? Is that Spanish for
fuego?
Fuego, right. Not fuente.
Fuego? Matter. What's that mean?
Hot.
Oh, yes.
Spicy. Yeah. It was not pleasant. I'm glad I get to relive it now talking about it. I didn't really take advantage of it and do the like.
Oh, God.
But in retrospect, you know, I wish
if
I had.
You could go back. Or at least just 2020, man.
Do you have any regrets? Yes, one.
When I'm up there chatting with St. Peter,
yeah,
that's going to be the big one. We're going to flesh that out for a while.
I also one time when I worked at a restaurant and I was like. I was running. I had to sneeze, and you're working on a kitchen line. It's probably not the best, but they train you. You're supposed to sneeze like this.
Yes. Yeah. And ruin your shirt.
Yeah, but I was carrying something, so I didn't have the chance to do that. So I just ran down the line, turned a corner, and there's a server on the other side. Just happened to be like wrong place, wrong time. I just go, ah! just sneeze at her.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, it was.
I never sneeze, and like I always usually like just sneeze right onto the floor if I can do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna why get it on anywhere on you? I just get down, you know.
I feel like a sucker. I've been sneezing into my elbow, getting all this snot on my.
Yeah,
arm.
Why would you do that?
Oh, and
you
gotta change your shirt. Why the hell have I been doing that?
Yeah. I think it's like that makes more sense. I think sneezing into your hands is like the common thing where it's like don't
right,
do that
because then you spread germs
all over.
But I like handshake people with my elbow.
Yeah,
so
you link arms with them. You're like, hey, nice exactly. To meet you. Yeah.
So that doesn't work for me.
Hopefully, do you have any embarrassing sneezing stories? Where this is going to be a series first, getting you if you want to go on mic, you don't have to.
Well, you know, I don't really have any embarrassing sneezing stories.
No, that's a
so
shame.
There's still time.
Yeah,
there's still time. Yeah. I have a whole life ahead of me.
Exactly.
Well, let's get the black pepper out and see what we can do.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of black pepper, I've definitely tried to snort some before.
Oh, I'd say this might qualify as an embarrassing sneezing story.
I was like 10 years old or something.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't see it as very embarrassing.
Did it make you sneeze?
Yeah, yeah, as expected.
Okay, yeah.
Was that what you were? I was experimenting.
That's what you were. That was the desired result?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was just like, does black pepper make you sneeze?
Yeah.
Yes. Survey yes, it says, does. Yeah. Scientific method.
You go to your clipboard and you check that box and you move on to the next experiment. Yeah.
What else makes you sneeze?
Yeah, cocaine just like
doesn't. Better try this one again.
Yeah. Just to make sure. Best out of seven.
We got to be thorough with our science people. Let's move on to another segment. Well, first of all, do you guys want to evaluate that last segment a little bit?
That was pretty good. I think it was the best segment so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think the worst part of it is us talking about it now.
Well,
all right,
as expected.
Let's move on to weird news.
Should we evaluate that segment? The segment.
The segue?
Yeah, the segue segment.
Okay, yeah.
not your best?
Yeah.
Not your worst?
I stumbled a little bit. I mean, there was a little bit too much sort of self-evaluation along the way.
At least you didn't sneeze.
Oh, that would have been embarrassing.
Like ramen pops out. That was weird. There was no ramen. Anyway.
It's been weeks since I've had ramen. As is our custom here on the show, I like to make Harris help us come up with a theme song for a segment. So this one's going to be Weird News. Weird News.
Nice.
That sounds like Weird News.
Yeah.
Comedian and actor T.J. Miller.
Oh, I heard about him.
Has been arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, that's bad.
For calling in a bomb threat, a false bomb threat.
Yes.
Specifically, on a train traveling through Connecticut, he called the New Jersey police, and he reported that a lady on his train had been constantly checking her bag without retrieving anything from it.
I think he might be going a little nutty.
Yeah.
Just like overall.
Wasn't he... singled out in that whole kind of the Me Too thing.
He's midst of downward spiral right now. There were a few allegations. I think he sort of refuted all of them and said that none of them were true.
Sure,
doesn't mean they're not true.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much the standard.
He said no.
Oh, yeah, it's all
Donald Trump also denied some things. And he was arrested for like assaulting an Uber driver not long ago. When he was on the set, I think of Yogi Bear too.
Yeah.
He had some sort of major brain incident where he had either a stroke or an aneurysm or something of that nature and had to have part of his frontal lobe removed.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. What? So
like a lobotomy?
Not a full lobotomy. Just like
a little bit.
Lobotomy
a
light.
A little bit, yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Just a botomy.
God. We a little bit off the top, TJ. Yeah. No, just the bottom.
But legitimately, you know, and I think that's something that's happened in the past is people have like traumatic brain injuries and their personalities flip, and all of a sudden they speak Spanish and they're pedophiles or they're like
Phineas Gage, right? That's like the train spike,
railroad spike through the head.
Yeah,
we used to be a wonderful family man, and then
turned into a real asshole.
Maybe he'll T.J. Miller will turn into J.T. Miller, who plays for the Rangers. I don't know. Be neat.
Hey, that'd be cool.
All of a sudden he's good at hockey. And then J.T. has to be T.J.
Yeah.
Has poor, to do comedy.
Poor soul, yeah.
It's just a movie worse. I'm working on.
Yeah.
Right now.
On the train.
So I read something today.
Okay.
So... he initially called the wrong, he called it like in the whatever FBI or whoever he called, reporting the train, but he reported the wrong train number, which means that they stopped that train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I think he called again or something like that, but it's like the FBI is super not happy with him.
I'm going to read a little passage from the Jezebel article, if I could. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
It's important that you hear this material someone else wrote. It turns out that not only did Miller give the wrong train number to the 911 dispatcher, he also was, according to the complaint, intoxicated upon boarding in Washington. And according to the attendant, Miller consumed multiple drinks on the train, and he was removed in New York due to his intoxication.
Hmm. Yeah. He's really in like free fall. It's unfortunate.
He's a funny, entertaining, you know, unique personality, but he's going batshit insane and I'm going to sort of sit back and watch it happen and not enjoy it because I never want to see anyone crumble and you know, die. But
nothing you can do.
But nothing I can do. Let's see what happens.
Save TJ Miller. You could start like a GoFundMe. I don't know. Yeah. Probably just make it worse.
I remember he was on like this HBO stand-up show a while ago. Like this was 2008 or 2007.
He was really hot at one point.
Around then, he was like really like getting really hot, and he had this bit about getting his license picture taken at the DMV, and it was such a funny bit. And then he did like a couple movies, and then he was in like Deadpool and Silicon Valley, and then like in the past year, it's just been like, oh man, this is what complete self destruction looks like.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah,
it's on the wrong drugs.
Are you looking forward to that part of your career?
Yeah. I don't know if it's ever going to get there. But yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
The good news is you'll have millions of dollars to spend on crazy shit when you
it's
go
weird
completely
when you have millions of dollars and you're like, no, I'm going to take the train.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. He should not have been on that train in the first place. Yeah. Totally. Oh, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only weird news bit you have?
I mean, I could keep reading from the same article if you'd like.
No, I'm good.
All right. How do you feel about that segment?
Oh, that one was pretty good.
That was okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if we had more prepared, it might have...
It was abrupt, but I liked it.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about another weird news thing. Let's not quite close that segment.
Oh, okay. Yet. Let's open it back up.
Donald Trump's lawyer, ex-lawyer, and I'm sorry for bringing up Donald Trump. I know we have a sort of unspoken agreement about
this. We're bringing it full circle. This is like we...
There's this guy. I don't know how to best to describe him. He's kind of cool, but he's kind of not cool.
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah, you'd know him if you saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyhow, his lawyer's place got raided by the FBI.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't even keep up to what's going on.
Yeah. This is the one that Trump directly implicated in filing false documents and basically got him immediately disbarred when he said, oh, I never told my lawyer to get that non-disclosure agreement signed or whatever.
Yeah, this is the one who said he paid Stormy Daniels like out of his own pocket or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
know.
Yeah. Long story short, by making that statement, Trump had either admitted to election fraud or basically got his lawyer disbarred for unprofessional conduct.
Yeah.
Right,
there was no win in that situation. Why I wanted to bring this up is there's some photos floating around of Trump's. I think he's now his ex-lawyer. I don't think they are together anymore.
I think it's his lawyer's lawyer.
His lawyer's lawyer.
Yeah. Some such convoluted shit. Anyhow, there's a picture of this guy. He looks exactly like Henry Winkler does in Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Zuckerkorn.
Barry Zuckerkorn.
So he's not a good lawyer.
Yeah. So he's not a good lawyer. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about there. Yeah. Well, that ate up a couple of minutes. How do you guys feel about me extending that one? Not great.
I just want this show to not be us eating time. We're fine. We can talk about random shit.
You guys want to revisit the soundboard a little bit?
I almost made an eating time pun.
Oh, please. You know. It's not too late.
No.
I don't see any time around. Maybe some cinnamon.
He's got this big plate of rosemary here.
It's a spice.
Yeah.
Harris, you got any spice puns?
No, not really. Not off the top of my head.
All right.
Sorry.
I once smoked marjoram.
Marjoram?
Yeah, because I was like 12-year-old and I saw a jar with green stuff in it. And it's like marge.
Nutmeg can...
You can get high off that.
Really high.
Yeah.
I hear it'll really mess you up.
It could potentially like fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like for life.
No success with that.
Yeah.
I tried it as a young man. Didn't work.
Don't smoke nutmeg.
You had no success with getting high, but it did fuck you up for life, though. We can all agree.
I smoked catnip one time.
Ooh,
okay.
I've heard people do that. It's like,
we were just hard up for something.
Yeah,
you know what? It was relaxing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You started like just kind of rolling around.
Yeah, and I'm playing with yarn.
Yeah. What did I have here? Oh, I guess let's talk about the Comedy Showcase. The other thing. Might as well.
Your hood's a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. Well, that's this week, by the way. It starts this week, and then it runs all weekend. Your Hood's a Joke is a show at the Gas Station Arts Center on Thursday, April 12th. I'm on the 9 o'clock show. There's two shows. There's an international edition and a local edition, and I'm on the local edition. And basically, it's just pitting, you know, like roast battles. Yeah, so we're just roasting each other's neighborhoods. I did it before. This guy out of Toronto, Dinesh Anwar, I think that's his last name, runs it, and he just takes it all over the country. And I did it in the winter, this past winter. And I guess it's still kind of winter.
Yeah, apparently.
But it was really fun. I had to defend. Well, you don't really defend. You just basically attack. So I had to attack.
Best defense, man.
Yeah. I had to attack the Paw, Manitoba, which Chad Anderson, a local comedian, originally hails from. And he attacked my hometown of Around Dauphin. Because, well, we just said Dauphin.
Are most of the jokes kind of similar, just making fun of rural, small-town Manitoba?
Yeah, I got pretty specific. Like, I was talking about everything, like, actually in the pile. Like, I did a lot of research. But this time
That's important.
Yeah, this time it's I'm representing downtown because I lived there for a while, and other neighborhoods were taken. And I got to roast North Kildonan, which is, like,
North K.
A lot of it's quite hard to roast because – has anybody ever been there? Like,
I've driven through it a number of times.
Like, yeah, I know. They have a lot of drive-throughs.
Mm-hmm.
Them being one of them. I don't know.
I thought. Okay. Hopefully,
to say about North Kildonan?
I thought her board off lived in North Gay. Okay, no, she's shaking her head.
She threw up, I believe, what was 2 minutes. Yep. I thought she was maybe representing a neighborhood that started with V.
You want to hear one of my North Kildonan jokes?
Oh, please, more than anything.
Christ. Well, I have a lot of jokes about it being, you know, there's not a lot of culture there. Like, not a lot of, it's pretty bland and boring. But they do have this one cute little Japanese place, Domo. That's one of them.
Hey, Harris, what's the name of the neighborhood you live in?
Charleswood?
Or Ridgewood? No, Ridgewood. It's not. Ridgewood. What's your real neighborhood name?
Ridgewood. At home with nature.
Is that really?
It's like a slogan that my neighborhood has.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry.
Your neighborhood has a slogan?
I know.
I live in Wolseley.
Oh, well, that's nice.
There's not really a slogan.
I feel like
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Wolseley's kind of like low-hanging fruit.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, like, it's obvious.
You can.
Yeah, North Kildonan's tough. Like, I've had to do like some research.
What have you learned? Have you like really delved into the history of North Kildonan?
A little bit, but there's not a lot online. There's not a hell of a lot going on there. Like
we're talking now east side of the Red River. Can you travel west? Can you get any Kildonan Park jokes in there? Is that West Kildonan?
No, I think that's West Kildonan.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Yeah, they're big. They have a Morris Lester Park. You know that park?
No,
you don't know Mo Lester. Anyway, that's not a real.
Do you have like a tight five on Mo Lester?
No, I made up a park name. There's a lot of parks, so there's a lot of park jokes in my set.
Love it,
Mo Lester. Yeah.
I like spatially don't even know where North K is.
It's so you got do you know where East K is? Like Elmwood?
Yeah.
And then you got like
just north of there.
Yeah.
Just north of there. A quick
actually
drive.
I think the most northern point of West Kildonan, which would go all the way, I guess, from McPhillips, basically from the Red River to McPhillips, is actually more north than North Kildonan.
Huh.
So that doesn't
that's confusing.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to ruminate on this for a second. We're going to go to a break. We're going to bust out a map, probably. And then, we'll be back.
Look up NK, North Korea. Tyler Kotowski.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him. Sorry. Welcome back. Hi. Sorry.
It's either Tyler or, we were having a conversation.
I saw him in a roast battle.
Yeah.
With Julian.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I got screwed that night.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know what planet those judges were living on, but I destroyed Chad. Like, I'll say he beat me in this neighborhoods thing, but I destroyed him that night.
Yeah.
I called him Uptown Chunk. Come on. Because he looks like Bruno Mars, but just a little heavier.
Oh, my God. we're going to do the last Yes or No Nostalgia of the season. So this is a bit that we do where we...
Okay.
talk about something that maybe we decide whether or not it's worth being nostalgic about.
Okay.
And you want to sell it some more, Harris?
No, that's
it. Your deadpan's a little...
Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's okay. None of us do.
So hopefully if you want to fire it up.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. With the Mario Brothers and plumbing's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sink is in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
You can pot it out whenever you want.
No, keep it going.
All right, all right. All right, keep it going. Yeah, the second verse is actually really worth it. Yeah.
You're in for a treat, so hang on to your seat. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You'll meet Koopas and
my favorite part
the
coming out.
And the others. Hanging with the plumbers, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
To the so good. Love it.
Where thank you, bro.
What?
Is this from the movie?
No.
No.
God, no. That would have made the movie so much better. The Super Mario Brothers Super Show from the like late 80s, early 90s. Okay. It was a live action Mario Brothers show. You never watched it?
I had two channels growing up. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Farmer vision, as they say.
Yeah. Live action. They had these really like overly Italian guys playing them, and every episode was just like the worst Italian stereotypes.
I like the phrase overly Italian.
Overly Italian. Yeah, like,
like this guy
so.
Was too Italian.
Yeah,
but too much for my liking.
And then they go into these animated bits, and then they also have like a Legend of Zelda animated segment which was great. It was like because I love Zelda, so this is like the closest I got to like having Legend of Zelda represented in some way.
Sure.
You never watched it though. Damn. Okay. Well, this
had like a little like card. It's like collectible cards that were Mario Brothers. I played Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Well, that's you have all the background that you need then.
Yeah.
But like one episode, like Koopa is like trying to like take over like the whatever Koopaville by getting all the spaghetti sauce. Like it's something so dumb like that where they're just like, well, what connections can we make to Italian culture to make this?
Right.
Oh man.
You may see me sitting over here vibrating, waiting for my turn to talk. I have so much to talk about with this. Okay. First of all, two really Italian guys, Captain Lou Albano and Danny Wells, who was the bartender on the Jeffersons.
Yep.
Not just two random Italian guys. I don't even know if either of them are Italian now that I look at it.
I mean, they dress them up to be overly Italian. They speak with the most over-the-top Italian inflections.
Right.
Okay, you know what? I'll stand corrected. Lou Albano, born in Rome, Italy. Okay, so I'll just like, shut my mouth.
Arguably the most Italian.
Doesn't get much more Italian than that.
Okay.
Sort of this came up in conversation with an old coworker of mine a few years back. Mm-hmm. And we got talking about it. We were like, wow, I remember this show fondly.
Yep.
So we fired up YouTube, and you can get all these episodes on YouTube. I highly recommend it, Jared, if you haven't dug deep on. Oh, yeah, YouTube in general. Check it out. It's a great video streaming service.
Do I need like an antenna?
Yeah. It's like, you need the HD antenna. There's a whole convoluted process with
it. Cool. Once you get it, though, buddy.
No, I've heard of it.
So we, dialed in the rabbit ears and got the YouTube going.
Yeah.
And watched a couple episodes of this show. It did not age well.
No.
There's one specific scene where there's a girl. I'm assuming she was playing Peach. I don't recall for sure. Or
probably.
The princess or Princess Toadstool or whatever iteration of that single character that exists out there.
These are not the details we need.
The room was stark blue. The brickwork fine. Oh.
Fucking brickwork.
There's a scene where they get really handsy, it feels weird. Like if I was in the room when that was happening, I'd have to say something. It was real uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And for that reason, nostalgia.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say, I'm out. It sounded like I'm out. A Dragon's Den moment
I was kind of going for that. I'm glad you picked up on it. Yeah. I have to do my due diligence before I can invest in this show.
He's been off the air for like something like 25 years, so I think the investment period has passed.
Damn it, just missed it again.
But nothing's off the air anymore, like you said.
Everything's on the air.
The YouTube.
You just dial it in.
It's true.
The YouTube.
The YouTube.
Well, I guess with no context, I don't expect you to give us.
Yeah, are you nostalgia for this? Do you feel?
What's your connection to the Mario Brothers?
I have a Nintendo.
Okay,
like an old one,
like Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's what I call it, the Nintendo Entertainment System. Every time I go to play it, would you like to play my Nintendo Entertainment System?
Hey, where are you going?
Yeah. And so that's my connection. I played all the, you know, I passed all those Mario games.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you down as a nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you're I like nostalgia, but it's never as good as, you know, obviously, because it wasn't something made for adults or people living now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, I watched Thundercats recently. Awful.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Also did not age well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's like weird. A wet cheese. You can't.
It's exactly like that.
I was trying to think of something else that wouldn't age well.
Yeah, like wet cheese.
Okay, I'm gonna say, you know, honestly, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because for me, I have fond memories of watching this show.
Don't go back and watch it; you'll ruin that.
I know. But like the Zelda, oh man, the Zelda bits, they always have like the princess being really demanding and Link just going, "Excuse me, princess." Like, well, that's,
I feel
a
like
thing.
I've seen this.
Yeah, that's like that was like his catchphrase.
I think my girlfriend was showing me this as something that was nostalgic from her.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't know. I just played it.
I mean, you can use your yes or nostalgia vote like as her proxy if you want to.
Oh, I guess so. I guess like she is yes-stalgia.
Okay, right. Nice. Yeah. Looks like you passed. Everyone go out and watch the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah.
Or don't. Yeah. You know what? Don't.
I don't think women should vote. That was a joke, by the way.
Catch more of this groundbreaking.
Also, is
humor.
This a vote people are fighting for? Nostalgia.
I've seen people actively like spoil their ballots on the yes or nostalgia a number of times.
So this is the last like 10 minutes of the show for the season. We're gonna be going dark for a bit.
Hmm.
Yeah,
we're going dark.
Just because like the school year's ending and I don't know, man. Like, we can probably do it in the summer if we can get into the school. I don't know if we can just record it from home. But at any rate,
for now, listen to us on the dark web.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dark joke.
Yeah.
Goes to.
I think you need to stop making those jokes here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's been a good year. Do we have any retrospectives that we want to talk about with our guest?
All right.
I don't know why.
Roll the clips.
Yeah, here, exactly. Clip. Oh man, if we had like a clip show.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been
sure. Would have been something we could have.
We
were
good
for
at what we just play a bunch of clips for you, completely out of context.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, that one was good. I remember that.
Well, you know what? If we've got some time to eat, I've got a little game we can play.
Sure.
I think I would change it to no stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Good. You know what? You know, the speed round that we did before. Yep. Let's play it.
All right.
Let's do it. I don't have any, but we're going to try this here.
Okay.
What's the speed round?
Okay. So this is a stupid, convoluted game. It spawned with Harris and I playing with, I would say, Harris, name a mobster. And he would make up the name of someone who sounded like a mobster.
Yeah, but I mean, you've done that one.
Okay. Name a indie band.
The Blokes.
The Blokes. I would sure pay $7 to go see those guys.
Yep.
Yeah, so you know we can do things like that. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I can do this.
Hopefully, do you want to chime in on this one? Given that it's like the last one we'll do for a while, it's up to you. Again, don't want to put you.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw to Ophelie first then.
All right.
Ophelie, name a 1890s hobo.
Long dong.
Nice.
Just long dong?
Long dong.
I was going with a long john there, but it's like, no, that's a pirate.
So we went porn star instead. I love it. Perfect.
He is a traveling porn star hobo. Yeah.
Just looking for work.
Yeah. Real niche market.
Yeah. Riding the rails.
Jared, same question.
Same question?
Yeah, 1890s hobo.
Oh, Kitchener McGovern.
Yes. Yes. This is why we play these games. Let's go all the way around the room. Harris, 1890s hobo.
Scruffy McDoc face.
Oh.
Scruffy McDuck face.
Was it duck or doc?
I kind of waffled.
Yeah, you really did.
Let's go duck.
Oh,
duck
right.
Face is pretty good.
Scruffy McDuck face?
Yeah.
Sure.
His face looks like a duck.
fictional bank. Harris, go.
Association of money mattress plate. Oh, fuck. I suck at this, man.
Jared, go ahead. Let's hear a fictional bank.
Wilson and Phillips.
Now that's how a professional does it.
Yep.
Hopefully, do you have a bank for us?
Marshall Bells International.
Marshall Ooh. Bells International.
Man. I bank there.
I've
that sounds take my sure money.
My 401k is through that.
Sorry, I'm so bad at this.
I didn't think I'd be any good. I'm proving myself wrong.
Animal themed superhero. Jared, go.
Animal themed superhero.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just have to say something, I guess. Rabbit Man.
Yes! Yes!
Yep.
That's the worst.
Least amount of thought you have to put into
yeah,
it.
No, just own whatever comes to mind. Hopefully, I want to hear your superhero animal themed. Go.
Isopod Boy.
Isopod Boy. Oh, you had that one locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Harris, hit me.
Giraffator.
Giraffator. He sounds like a villain, an animal-themed villain.
Yeah, that's nice. True. He's a hero turned villain. He has a really complicated backstory.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more. Sport they play in Portland. Go.
Fuck, man. Come back to me. Damn it. Sport they play in Portland. What do they do in Portland? They you probably never heard of it.
where was I?
Yo, yes.
He did it. Let's mix it up a little bit. We're gonna do sport they play in Seattle.
Oh, I had a Portland.
Oh, one. No, let's hear the Portland one.
The Portland homemade mustard. They're hipsters there, aren't they?
That's a sports team for sure.
Yeah, Seattle sports. It. What was the other one?
Yeah, Seattle.
Seattle team name,
or just a sport?
It's a sport. So you know, I was hoping for
the Seattle rain
umbrella ball or whatever shit they do out there.
Umbrella ball. I like it.
Yeah, I picture them with plaid umbrellas.
Yeah.
Hitting a ball, but like not with a lot of effort being put in. Just kind of trying to look as cool as possible while you play umbrella ball. How do you guys feel about that segment?
The next big superhero franchise. Or sorry, the next big superhero team.
The Devengers.
Devengers?
Yeah.
That's like
not the Devengers, Devengers.
Devengers.
Oh,
yeah. Devengers.
The X-Men. Like, they just change.
It's just not men anymore.
You want to come up with something?
Well, it's just, you know, the times.
X-Men. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. I gotcha.
You know, let's pick apart the Avengers a little bit.
Sure.
Obviously, the big green guy is the Hulk.
Yeah. And the Thor.
It sounds like the Bears.
The Bears. Hulk.
Yeah. The Hulk.
Captain America.
What was that last one?
Captain America.
Okay. So this is just like a redneck sort of like someone who just speaks very lazily.
Yeah. Like it's not really regional, but it could be Florida, like deep swamp. It could be Creole, somewhere from there, you know. Captain America. The Avengers.
Iron
Man.
Dire Man. I assume it just starts with D and then you could make.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Damn, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. I see that.
What a season ending bit to really drive it home with.
Really? This has been a weird one, man.
Has it?
The whole, you know, I was saying to Carrie, the show, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. Sometimes it feels like work, but if I said that to myself, you know, a year ago, you're going to have a podcast and it's going to feel like work. He'd tell me to go fuck myself.
Right.
So
he'd be like, well, don't do your stupid podcast.
Yeah. You're right, Harris, from a year ago. So wise.
What do you have? A dozen listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like, "What are you doing?" No, but it's been fun. It's been a good ride. Hopefully, you've been fantastic.
Big shout out. Yeah. Big applause to our board op. That's applause, by the way.
That sounds kind of like vaguely applause. Like applause. Yeah, you deserve more than that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you show up every day, every time we go on air, and I really appreciate it. Jen Kosteski as well, our lovely photographer. You also show up every time we need you. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of lazy eyes on my end. I'm sorry. I forgot you were taking pictures.
It's fine. Yeah, I guess we're at, let's get into the plug.
Do we have any unrecommendations before we go to plugs?
Oh, sorry. Well, okay. Do you have any unrecommendations? Things you do not want people to absorb at all?
Yeah, either media, anything. A company that's done wrong by you, any people you just want us to avoid on the street. Basically, just tell something that's shit.
Well, there's a lot of things that are shit.
I know.
Yeah, so let's hear some.
I don't know. You just don't even watch the news.
Yeah.
Try that for like a week. I know you guys are in like a media program.
No, fuck that. News is terrible.
But
he's not a student here. He doesn't go here. Yeah.
I just hang out and try and pick up chicks and stuff.
No, news can be great, but also if you're paying attention to it all the time, it can make you think the world is bad, and then you hang out with people and you're like, oh, the world's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So
unless you're living in a horrible
place. News. I'm with you.
How about you, Kerry?
Unrecommendations. You know what? I'm going to throw Behringer musical equipment under the bus for a second week in a row. Screw you guys. Your products are terrible. I own like 4 Behringer things and they're all broken. Come on.
Why are you still using it?
Yeah.
I can't afford new stuff. I spend it all on... It's not a German company, despite what the name would let you believe.
I'm kind of... just because before we started the show today, I fell down a well of YouTube stuff. I'm actually going to go with a recommendation. Sorry, just because I have to, because I was watching it and I love it. Science things on YouTube, like heating up a knife and cutting through things.
Yeah, it's a lot of
like
fun.
15 million views on YouTube. It's crazy. Really? Oh, yeah. It's insane. Or like the metal press.
Yeah, you got your hydraulic press channel. You got there's one called Red Hot Nickel Ball where they just put a red hot nickel ball on something and see what happens.
Great.
I like when they show you how to do something like that. Everybody knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Like you just said, like heating up a knife. It's like, here's what you do. You're like, I think I got it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, make sure you like and subscribe. You know, comment down below.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm going to show you how to heat up a knife today.
Yeah. Usually when you heat up a knife, it's...
Yeah. Dumb science things. There's so much on YouTube that you can find. It's all so entertaining. For some reason, it's entertaining. I guess that's why it has like 15 million views.
It's kind of sad in a way too, though. There's like, you know, talented people in the world. Nah, it's not sad. Shut up, Jared.
The cream rises to the top. It's a merit-based system.
Yeah. I feel like the cream rising to the top would do well
on a YouTube channel.
Just like a lot of views. Look at that cream rise.
They get that YouTube play button when you get like 100 million subscribers.
Well, they have like by the minute now. You have to have like 4,000 watch minutes. So that could be like a 4,000 minute, like one clip, 4,000 minutes. You're good. You got monetization already.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry,
one time we're
going over a little bit. So we're going to go into, go ahead.
Well, I used to do this landscaping job and I was working on a tree or something, doing something to a tree. And this guy, it was an old folks place, and he's on his deck and he goes, you're on YouTube. He just said YouTube. It's like 10 years ago. And I go, yeah, I've seen YouTube. And he's like, is that YouTube? And I'm like, what? I don't know. And then we got this idea that he thought we were wearing like YouTube shoes or something. Like that he thought it was a brand. Like he's like, are those YouTubes?
Just trying to relate to the young folks.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, YouTube.
Probably not worth going over time for.
No, it totally was.
It's okay. Our board op, Mr. Bust. Everything's cool.
Give us some plugs. What do you got coming up?
I got this Your Hood's a Joke on Thursday, April 12th at the Gas Station Theater. I'm in Regina on the 14th, So doing listeners. A show, not just in Regina. I'm, yeah, exactly. Is anybody there?
We have zero listeners from Regina. I'm sorry.
Plugs. It's a long ways away, but the next Winnipeg Comedy Showcase is Friday, June 29th. Always a fun time. Always sells out. So stay tuned for that. It hasn't been announced yet, but that's when it is. So I guess I just announced it.
Oh,
also,
<boy. laughs>
I have a open mic at the end of every month at the Park Theater in the lounge area called Monday Night Mic. And yeah, last Monday of the month.
Nice. Gary?
This Thursday after the comedy show, after the Yearhood show, you come on down to the Cavern in Osborne Village. Our friend John's back from Australia. Oh. We're going to have a big old debaucherous jam and take over the bar for the night.
Yep, love it.
But
what's
after,
your band?
It was in Route 59. We hosted the jam night at the Cavern for 11 years.
Yeah, cool.
It's a no big deal. We shouldn't get into this right now. Anyhow, actually, I'm in a couple of other bands. Let me tell you about them here. No, that's all I got. Harris, what do you have to plug?
Nothing. This has been a really great season of the show. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you for showing up every day. It's been a lot of fun.
Are we going to hug right now? Okay, God.
I can confirm they are hugging.
Yeah, yeah.
I
can see.
It's been a really fun first season of the show. Thank you, Ophelie. Thank you, Jen, for showing up every day. I'm sorry.
That's commitment.
Yep. And yeah, they're not even we're on. They're just here. And next season, we're probably going to be doing something. As of tomorrow, I will find out if we're going to be doing what I hope we're going to be doing, which might be a live show. Ooh. We will find out. So I'll keep you guys posted. Thanks very much for listening. My name is Harris Gale.
I'm Kerry Pilkowski.
Thanks, Jared, for coming on the show. It's
Thank
been a lot
you.
Of fun.
Thanks, sir.
And thanks, guys. Love
you.
Love you.
Love you.